It is 8:07 on the morning show, Thursday morning, September 22nd, first day of fall, and we have the sun beating into the studio, and I can't see a thing, so I have to move over to the side. We have homecoming this week for the Charles City Comets, and I believe we have some homecoming court students in. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name is Anders Haglund. I do a bunch of drama and music activities.
Hi, I'm Olivia Litterer. I'm in track, cheerleading, FFA, and the PALS mentoring program.
Excellent. Well, happy Thursday to you. Happy homecoming week to you. How's the atmosphere been at school?
It's been sort of a combination of like goofy and excited, getting ready for the game. We have a bunch of activities that we do. We paint cars. We make posters for elementary kids. It's just been like bringing all the kids together, you know?
That's right. Of course, you're both on the homecoming court. What does that mean to you?
It's pretty special. I think it's fun to know that our classmates enjoy us as people, and it's pretty cool that we get the opportunity to do some of the activities as the court does.
Of course, it is a big week with activities and events going on. What do we have to look forward to for the rest of the week?
Yeah, so there's a JV and JJV volleyball game tonight at 4, as well as a cross-country meet in Grundy Center. And then, of course, tomorrow there's the big game. There's a pep rally and full day of activities with a homecoming dance. And then Saturday there is a 9th grade volleyball game at Mason City at 9 a.m.
Excellent. And, of course, we got the homecoming parade coming up tomorrow. And the weather don't look too promising for that, but nonetheless, it will take place, I believe, rain or shine, right, Justin? So that begins at about 4:15, and of course, we'll have the live video stream of that on our website as well at kchanews.com. So when's our windows getting painted? Do you know that?
That is during the activities tomorrow from 8 to 11.
That's always one of our highlights here at KCHA, watching you guys paint the window. You do an absolutely fantastic job each and every year. So thank you, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Of course, we have Superintendent Dr. Ann Lundquist in the studio as well. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. So you have some survey results to share with us. So go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, this is pretty exciting. The district administered a survey as a means to bring closure, if you will, to a task force effort that was underway prior to my taking the position, but a very important work that was done with community stakeholders, representatives, where they were able to examine our current needs specifically to the high school. And the survey ran for 15 days, and it gave us an opportunity to find out, really, if you want to say, check the temperature on the feelings of the public regarding those options presented by the task force. We're excited about the results because it exceeded our goal of 500. We had actually 615 returns on it, and there were four options. Now, I'm gonna give you a quick recap of what those options were. And most folks will know, but option A, simply to fix, address most important and urgent needs, if you will. The second would be to reimagine a bit. Now, this would involve an addition. It would have a new music wing. And I would promote the addition of an auditorium, which was added by the task force fairly late into their process. And then option C was to replace, and this is a very significant change, and the cost on that was upwards of $37 million. So I would say that's a bit out of our spending authorized limit for debt service. Now, option D, this one's important because it says, wait, do nothing. Simply continue to address the maintenance issues in the high school as we do with all of our buildings and have and will continue to do with annual fixes here and there, but certainly not to the extent of option one. Option B came back with the strongest positive results. We actually had 52.6% of the respondents who believed that was our best option. D, now this one is important, as I said, because it said, wait, basically do nothing. 70% of the respondents said, we can't wait. So if we think about that, 7 out of 10 people believe we've got to do something. So I think that's promising.
And I totally agree with that. I mean, if you wait and do nothing, then obviously you're going to have more problems to fix down the road. So what's next?
Well, next is a board meeting on Monday that we're going to hear from the board about their recommendations for the feasibility of exploration further for option and A and or B, or even a hybrid of such. And the reason that I know this is because on Tuesday night we had a work session and it was really, really impactful. We had a chance not only to share the survey results, but to unpack our financial situation and how that might play out in future years. So Monday night will be, I think, kind of a game changer.
That's right. Now, what would you like to see as the ultimate plan?
You know, I've given this quite a bit of study, and as I mentioned, this work was done prior to my coming on board as superintendent. But what is most important for me at this time is to consider option A and option B in sort of a hybrid format, because our limitations and what the state requires us, for example, a bond issue, a $2.70 increase, which for the average individual in Charles City would equate to about $11 to $14 per month. The reimagining and the fixing together, if we prioritize an auditorium, and I feel very strongly about that, and this is something many people are not aware of. In 1940, public schools were mandated to provide instruction in the fine arts, music, drama, theater. It's very difficult to meet that expectation if we don't have an auditorium space conducive to such. Having said that, the other aspect that's critical is the safety of our aging building. The high school, and you can see the date, erected in 1961, and I will tell you that we haven't had a bond issue in more than 50 years here in Charles City. So it was in the 1960s.
Wow.
So we've been, you know, very good use of our physical plant and equipment levy funds, but it might be time to give that a look if we have some significant work to do.
Definitely. Now, do you have some of these survey results on your website? Are you going to be featuring those as well?
Actually, they will be on our website, and of course, I'm as close as the phone or the email, and I can send out personal responses to the packet that we shared with our board, but all of that will be available in detail on our website.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ann Lundquist, for joining us this morning and giving those results.
My pleasure.
Now we're switching gears to the expeditions class. Good morning, you two. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Briar Ellison.
I'm Tony Ebel.
Good morning, you two. Having a good homecoming week?
Yeah, we are.
Perfect, perfect. Weather's been nice up until tomorrow, but hopefully there's still time for that to change. But talk about the expeditions class at the high school, and what do you do?
So expeditions class is taught by Robert Pittman. It's kind of an outdoor exploration class. You do a lot of outdoor stuff, like you're working with your hands, doing new things.
That'd be a class for me, that's for sure. So you got to do something pretty special last week, I hear?
Yeah, so last week, Mr. Pittman, a couple weeks ago before it, mentioned that we got everything ready and set up and we're going to go river surfing. And
river surfing.
When he first said that, we were like, we weren't sure what that even meant. But through the following weeks, we practiced and he taught us about the waves and the water and how to navigate. And then last week we went out. And it was a pretty big, like, there's so many people. Justin was out there filming, and we got to go river surfing, and it was a blast.
So you were filming, so there's video of this.
There is indeed. I have a pretty
shared?
Cool picture.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see the pictures cool and picture. Video of this. The first time I've ever heard of river surfing.
Yeah.
So what else is happening the rest of this semester?
So the rest of the semester, I think we have a couple things planned. We're building an outdoor shelter, and then later on we're going to Backbone. And we're gonna rock climb and then like make a stove or something outside, cook outside, see what it's like to really be in the outdoors.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. Well, awesome job, you two. I'm gonna be pushing for that video of river surfing.
You know it.
I don't know. We'll share that on our Facebook page as well. That's just so cool. So we do got some upcoming events. Anne, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. As you know, we're wrapping up homecoming, which has been a fabulous week. And stay tuned. Big day tomorrow, Friday, as you heard. But in addition to that, we're going to look forward onto Monday because it is our first full day of professional development learning for our staff. Students will not have school, but we're going to put the teachers to work stretching their brains. So it'll be an exciting, fun time. All of the schools have some detailed plans for their teachers. And kids, you're lucky you get a three-day weekend. That'll help them recover from this busy homecoming week, don't you think?
Exactly. Especially after a Comet win coming up tomorrow.
That's right.
Great day to be a Comet, that's for sure. Thank you very much, Ann, for joining us. And we'll talk to you here in about 2 weeks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. It's 8:18 with Cindy Lauper coming up.